Oh, you're sorry, are you, Sparrow?
Hmm?
Of course you are. You're always sorry when you disobey. When you get caught. When you realize there's consequences for your misbehavior. But you knew the rules. So I don't want you to be sorry. I don't want your apologies. I want your obedience. I want you to be better. Am I understood? Or am I going to have to drill this into you? Inch by inch. Again and again. Is that what you need? Oh, but that ass of yours looks so sore already. So tender. So eager. Poor thing. Sparrow? Sparrow? Have we learned our lesson for tonight? Babe? Baby? You need to stop? Talk to me, baby, please. All right. I got you. Oh, I got you, sweet bean. Shh. Shh. You're okay. The scene's over. The bitch queen's gone. It's just me. You're okay. Was it, was that too hard, or was it what I said? I'm sorry. Hey, no. No, 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 that's okay. You don't have to know. Maybe it's just one of those nights. We can figure it out another time. No, really. It happens. You don't have to explain. You don't need a reason. It's okay. Hey. Hey. Look at me, sweet bean. It's okay. I just hope that you know you can tell me. Whatever it is. I want to do better for you. What? No. No, you didn't ruin it. You didn't ruin anything. Don't even think like that, okay? Not ever. Okay, don't ever think you have to just take whatever I dish out. Not for my benefit. I don't want to do anything you don't want me to. It's not what I want. It's not how this is supposed to work, and it's not what you deserve. Because you know what would really ruin my night? You getting hurt. Actually hurt. In ways neither of us want you to be. I want to take care of you. You know? I do. But sometimes I need you to take care of yourself, too. This is about both our needs, not just mine. So never apologize for having boundaries. That shit's important. Both ways, right? I mean, shit. I'm sorry I didn't pick up on it sooner. But... Okay. How about I tell you a story? Just to take your mind off it, help you relax. And maybe there's a moral at the end. All right. Gird your loins for a future classic. They're going to be teaching this one right alongside all the Lewises. And you're getting a sneak peek. I'll sign your copy, too. Aren't you just the luckiest bean? Don't roll your eyes at me. I'm about to blow your mind. You'll see. Okay. Here goes. Once upon a time, in a land not that far away, there lived a girl. I don't know, just one of those garden variety fairy tale villages, I guess. The kind with cannibals and evil stepmothers. Anyway, she was a shy girl, a bit of a wallflower, even. Making friends did not come easy for her. Fortunately for her, the other village children were wonderfully accommodating, and so they took her in as one of the flock. Unfortunately, there was also a boy. No, it's not a meet cute. It's not that kind of story. And stop interrupting me. Anyway, the boy was a real hellion. He would lie, he would cheat, he would steal. A more deceitful little boy you have never seen. He would hurt people and revel in it, sowing distress in his wake, reaping misery, laughing all the way. A fox in the roost. Now I know what you're thinking. Maybe the boy had issues. Maybe he was laughing through the tears. Maybe he could have really used a shoulder to lean on. Well, put yourself in their shoes. I mean, the other kids. We are talking about kids here, right? Self-centered little shits as they are, all they cared about was how much of a pain this asshole was. Maybe there was something more going on. Maybe he needed help. But for the sake of this story, it doesn't matter. What matters is that they hated this little prick. And yet, the other children acted ever as amiable toward the boy as they acted towards each other and towards the girl, never telling him how much they truly detested him. Until one day, one of the children, a particularly excitable little boy, came before the rest with news. The troublemaker was gone, left town for reasons unknown. The children cheered. They didn't much care for the why and how of it, for life would be better for everyone, and that was all that mattered. Their joy would not last, however, as mere months later, the excitable boy would bring more news. The hellion had returned. The children voiced their disappointment in unison, the clamor again hushed upon the boy's arrival. No one knew why he left, or where, or why he came back. The boy went on to continue causing turmoil, and at the end of the day, it was as if nothing had happened. Nothing had changed. Nothing but the girl, now seeing her friends, as well as the world, with new eyes. If they behaved so cordially towards the boy they so despised, who could say she wasn't victim to the very same performance? The girl would never make a friend again, for it was her friends who had made her, for better and for worse. She lived the rest of her life bitter and lonely, never connecting with anyone, because nothing frightened her such as the thought of becoming the unwitting pariah. The thought of becoming him. Because how could she know where she wasn't welcome? Where she wasn't wanted? How could she know she wasn't only barely tolerated, while behind her back everyone would rather she was gone? She couldn't know, because people are so fucking averse to conflict. Fucking cowards, right? No happily ever after for anyone. The end. Yeah, that was it. What'd you think? A real tearjerker, huh? That's my supervillain name, too, incidentally. Tearjerker. Although friends call me Jerk for short. Huh. True. Needed more cannibalism. What do you mean you don't get it? It's like the boy who cried wolf, right? Except instead of the boy, it's everybody else, and instead of crying wolf, it's the total opposite, and... Actually, it's not like the boy who cried wolf at all. But the girl lost her trust in people. Don't you think that's incredibly tragic? All because everybody's too much of a pussy to be honest for a fucking second and say what's actually on their mind. Yeah, it's a cautionary tale about people needing to be less nice sometimes. It makes sense, just think about it. Like, it's like faking an orgasm, you know? Sure, it got you out of an awkward situation, but you cheated not only the game, but yourself. Your partner didn't grow, they didn't improve, because you took a shortcut and didn't come. And you never will if you keep playing it like that. It's not good for anyone. You've never... with me. Right? Yeah. That's funny. We both know you couldn't fake it with me to save your life. You come for me, because you can't not. You can't resist me. Okay, please tell me you're joking, actually, because it was funny for about 5 seconds, but now I'm starting to... Okay. Good. I don't know if my ego could have taken that. Hmm? Oh, the boy? I mean, who gives a shit what happened to him? Fuck that guy. Probably got shanked in prison for fucking with the wrong people. It's mostly all his fault anyway. And fuck all the other kids too for not speaking up. Fucking enablers. Yeah. Fuck them for being nice. Fuck nice people. Did you know the 8th circle of hell is for nice people? Look it up, it's true. Dante wrote a whole ass thing about it. I mean, I don't know who made him an authority on the afterlife, but it's in a book, so... So they should have just bullied the shit stain. Maybe it would have made him clean up his act. I know. It's a terrible hill to die on, I know. But at least you won't find me in the 8th. No nice people hell for me, no sir. I go where the jerks go. And I mean, it works for you, doesn't it? A little regularly scheduled bullying keeps you just... oh, so sweet. Keeps you in your place. know. You're just naturally this sweet. I'm not so sure. See, I need you to balance out this bitterness of mine. So that's not a chance we can take. The girl? No. No, she did eventually find someone. Years and years later. But she did find someone. Someone she would have trusted with her life. But... Look, the bottom line... The moral of the story is that you can't fix a problem until you accept that it's there. You need to speak up. It's okay to say no. And sometimes it's what's best for everybody. And what we do? I couldn't begin to tell you just how much your trust means to me, but it's not just about that. It's not just about obedience. I know you love it when I keep you on your toes. You love having your boundaries pushed. I know you do. And I love doing that for you. But this only works as long as I can also trust that you'll tell me if I go too far. Because if I can't, I can't. It goes both ways. And that's what you said, right? Was that me? Either way, you have a safe word for a reason. Don't ever hesitate to use it. Not for a second. Because I need to know that you won't let me do anything to you you don't want me to. Even if it's something we agreed on. Even if it's something we've done before. Even if it's just in the moment. It doesn't matter. Okay? I need you to be that much selfish for me, at least. I promise I won't think any less of you for it. Because I don't want to break you. And just pretend break you because it's fucking hot. But I want you to be happy and healthy and satisfied so that we can keep doing this. That's the most important thing. I'll try to be more aware of it, too. But don't you ever let me catch you apologizing for having boundaries again. So if you need it, use it. And that's what it's for. Are we clear? Then let me put it this way. I like my property well taken care of. So you're going to do anything and everything you possibly can to take care of it, aren't you? Only the very best for what's mine. I know how badly you want to be good for me. I know you don't want to disappoint me. So we are going to practice. Tell me your safe word. You will learn to look after yourself. Don't whine at me. I know it's hard, but you can do this. Say it out loud for me, Sparrow. There it is. Again. Again. No hesitation. There you go. Come here, you silly thing. Good little Dean. You did so well for me. You want to call it a night, or are you still up for something? We don't have to play if you're not feeling it anymore. We could just cuddle. Oh, or we could get something to eat. It's not too late yet, I think. Something has to still be open. Pizza in bed. How's that sound? I'll place the order, fetch it for you all the way from the door, serve it to you on a silver platter. Or, you know, out of the box. I'll even feed you, treat you like the emperors and empresses of ancient Rome. You just lie back and relax in all your snugglesome while I take care of everything. You have been a bit of a brat, talking back to me, neglecting to care for my property. But you're trying, so your punishment can wait. Tonight, you get pampered. Yeah, well, sometimes life's messy like that. Sometimes you get sausage on your pillow, but we'll deal with it. Come what may, that's relationships. Whether it's sauce stains or stretchy cheese, doesn't hurt to be prepared, though. So we should get some napkins, just in case. Little Caesars is still delivering. We're getting some Lil C, right? What's that? Confession? That sounds so dramatic. Okay, sure. You can tell me. I'm not gonna be mad. Tell me. You're kidding, right? What do you mean you don't like Little Caesars? But you told me. Yeah, I like the place. I like the place because you told me you like the place. I mean, it's fine. It's pizza, but it's not very good pizza. I only asked because it was open and cheap, and then you told me it's your fucking favorite. I'm not mad. I just... See? This is exactly what I'm talking about. All this mediocre pizza we've been scarfing down because you just didn't have the heart to say no. No, I'm not mad. Really. But you have got to start speaking up, you know? Do it for me, if not for yourself. Because I want you to have the best. Please. What am I gonna do with you, my sweet, silly baby bird? How do I get through to you? Suddenly the world seems such a perfect place. Suddenly it moves with such a perfect grace. Suddenly my life doesn't seem like such a waste. It all revolves around you. And there's no more.
mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song and I'll be there by your side. Storm clouds may gather and stars may collide, but I...
Well, you know how it goes.